Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today I have Steve, Lauren, Chris, and Bob. Welcome, gang.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Hey.
Awesome.
I was muted to avoid heavy breathing.
Yeah.
He finds this topic very exciting.
I was doing calisthenics during the last
some of the last shows. You'll hear Bob.
Well, I'm getting in shape so that I can eat all those corn dogs and churros at Disneyland.
Their churros are so good.
They are very, very good, but that's not what we're talking about.
Well,
but
kind
food,
of.
Food always does get us all excited.
Yeah, we are talking about food, though.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't take much.
I just want to take a second to wish Kimberly, who's a Mouse Chat listener and a very sweet woman, good luck. We know you have a hard road ahead of you in the next couple of weeks, and I hope everything works out okay. And we're going to be crossing our fingers for you that you do well in the Disneyland Marathon in September or half marathon as well. So thank you for listening, and best of luck. And please keep me posted. I want to know how it's going.
Oh no, I was just saying. You know, one of the ways in Italian, the way you wish good luck to somebody is the expression is "in bocca al lupo," which actually translates into
that.
Into the mouth of the wolf, which I don't know how that.
Wow.
That doesn't sound good.
No, that doesn't sound very lucky, does it?
No,
especially if you're like a mouse or a small rodent.
Yeah.
That's not good for you. Wow. Or a guinea pig. No, but that would definitely be good for me if you were a guinea pig.
If you were. When I was taking Italian in high school, my teacher would always say before an exam, she would always say "in bocca al lupo," and then you would have to respond. She wouldn't let you start the test until you all answered "crepi il lupo," which means "may the wolf die."
You have to put that in Mouse Chat.
The wolf die. I don't know how that translates into good luck, but hey, you know what? Nice. Do we know? We created pasta and tiramisu, so you know.
Nice.
And not even we didn't even create pasta. China. Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I think we kind of stole it. We stole pasta.
You probably
Go
stole
figure. It was the mafia that
the
did
Chinese.
It, probably.
But no. Anyway, good luck to Kimberly, and good luck with the half marathon. That is awesome. Better you than me. I get winded just thinking about it. Thank you for listening.
Today we're going to be talking about a couple of restaurant reviews. We're going to be talking about Artist Point and Citricose. We'll start with Artist Point, which is over at the Wilderness Lodge. It is a signature restaurant, so it's a little bit pricey, or it's going to cost you 2 dining credits on your dining plan. Nice, quaint little place. We had dinner over there not too long ago, and we had a pretty good-sized group, 10-ish, 12-ish.
Yeah, the service was good.
For the size group we had, yeah, and for as difficult as I was.
What did you order? I don't remember you being difficult.
Chicken with nothing on it and salad with no dressing.
You're an idiot.
Is that what you ordered?
No, it's not what I ordered.
What'd you
gracious.
Order?
I ended up getting a steak, a filet, I believe, and there was a sauce that they had that came with another dish, and I asked for that on mine instead of what they normally put on. I kind of created my own meal. I do that.
And how was it?
It was yummy.
That's
it was
good.
So good. See, I know how to make it. Mm-hmm.
Chris, what'd you have?
I had the steak with like a blue cheese crust. It was very good.
Yeah.
So good.
See, that's the steak I had, but I had to take the blue cheese off, and then I added a different sauce, a different topping.
Steve, you had a chunk of that.
I did. It was good. That's right.
That's when you got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Cootie time.
Yeah, and I had the buffalo, and that was good, too.
I had a bite of that, and I thought it was overcooked.
I don't remember. I thought it was fine.
Maybe you just gave me the piece. You were like, oh, this
I
is
did.
The bad piece. Let's pass this on to Chris.
Hey, Chris, I have a piece
I
for you.
Yep.
I had the steak, and I changed mine up a little bit, too, because they had risotto with another item.
Mm-hmm.
And I switched my potatoes for the risotto, And oh my God, that was probably the best risotto I've ever had. It was really good.
Oh, are we going back? We got to go back.
I have to say that was one of the better meals I've had there. And I don't think that Artist Point has the, it doesn't feel like it's a two table service restaurant when you go in.
Oh, you know, like visually?
It doesn't have the ambiance. Yeah, I don't see the ambiance.
Oh, yeah.
I disagree.
It's kind of like open and just kind of bland.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I think it's pretty. It's got that simple, you know, craftsman style decor and everything, which is intended to be casual and simple. But I agree with Lauren. It doesn't really have that feel. It's not like Citrico's, which is sort of over the top and really pretty and, you know, opulent in some ways. But I love that restaurant. I do. And we forgot to mention the appetizers we had and the bread, which was pretty good.
Oh, I think I got the soup. I got
the mushroom.
Yeah. You know what? And that's where I got picky too. Because I didn't want any mushrooms in the soup. I just wanted the broth.
You got the mushroom soup without the mushrooms.
I did.
It was, well, because they puree it. Like, it's, this soup is so good. It's a smoky portobello mushroom soup, and I love this soup. And it's, you know, it's chicken broth and some cream and the puree, the smoked mushrooms. And then they put these smoked mushrooms in there that taste like bacon. And then they have, like, a chive oil and a creme fraiche on top. It's really good. Ooh,
and
a
I have to say,
months.
I don't like mushrooms. And I tasted that, and it was really good.
Yeah.
See, that's me. I like the taste of the mushrooms, but, you know, the mushrooms that they put on top, I guess the bacon-flavored ones, I asked for those to be removed because I don't eat mushrooms. I just really like the taste.
Well,
the pureed ones are fine. It's a texture thing.
The texture
really
of
is.
This, it really, like, the first time I had it, I was eating with a friend who's vegetarian, and we were freaking out. We were like, there's no way this isn't bacon. And so we had the waiter come over and we asked, and she said, no, that's entirely vegetarian. Well, that's actually not true because there's chicken broth in there, but it's so good. I mean, it's really good.
What'd you have? Did you have the mushroom soup?
I did. What did you have?
I don't remember. I don't even know. Maybe
Steve, you got that sample thing?
Oh, you did.
I had.
What?
Let me look it up.
You got a sample thing?
I think so. Maybe that was dessert. You got a sample thing for dessert.
I got the
there was
sample
no sample
for
thing for appetizer.
No, I don't remember.
What'd you get? You got a salad then.
I got a salad.
What'd you get? I'll tell you in just a minute. I'm going to look up their menu real quick.
I don't remember what I got for dessert.
But then I did end up
he
sharing
did get
my...
a salad because he had a lot of salads. Because the next
I did
day
have a lot of
you
salads.
Had like
I was very
at,
healthy.
At Be Our Guest, you had that salmon salad. Everyone else had fattening stuff and you were like over there with your little diet plate.
Wait, we've made fun of him for that before.
Mm-hmm.
He had the mixed green salad.
Is that it?
That sounds like you. Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yep. That was you.
I tried to eat healthy this last time.
Yeah.
I tried too.
And then the dessert, and of course I did get dessert though, but the dessert I got was not good. I can't remember.
Well, you got the sampler thing.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, that's right. There was a three.
They had like a frozen. It was it wasn't. Oh crud! Yeah. What was it? It was a panna cotta, but it was frozen. Well, panna cotta shouldn't be frozen, right?
It was good.
It was,
but it was frozen.
Yeah, it was like a caramel panna cotta, and then it had a chocolate something or other. It was just sort of so-so.
And then some people got that the cobbler.
I sent mine back, and I got the cobbler.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. And you shared that with me. Thank you.
Berry cobbler was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Tanya got the kids thing.
Kids.
Oh, that was
dessert
so
where
funny.
Like,
you decorate your own cookie.
Yeah, it's like a white chocolate. Like a
puzzle.
Yeah. And you can paint it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had like a Mickey sugar paints. Cookie. I don't know.
With colored white chocolate. So you could,
yeah.
It was cute. That's definitely a restaurant where you should not hesitate to take kids. I mean, it's very kid friendly. It's big. It's not loud. Although there was a kid at our other table that some people were annoyed by. He was singing, right?
Oh, no. He was just being a kid.
Yeah.
And he was adorable.
He was adorable. But I think some people we were eating with were kind of like, eh. So
no, I don't think any of us were.
No.
I think his parents or grandparents were because he was, I mean, in their eyes, he was misbehaving, but he wasn't, I don't think he was disturbing any of us.
No.
And we would all turn around and look at him and laugh and, you know, smile. He was adorable.
Whoever
and
I was sitting next to was annoyed. I don't remember who it was.
It was probably Steve.
What's that?
It was probably Steve.
No, he was across.
No. And then, yeah, and little kid stopped by the table on the way out. He was cute.
Yeah.
Talked to
yeah.
Tanya about her cookie.
Tanya made friends.
Yeah, he was cute. Yeah. So I think that that's an okay. Like, I don't know that I would take a 4-year-old to Citrico's, but I wouldn't hesitate to take them to Artist Point.
I agree with that.
It was a good meal.
It was a great
But I
meal.
Do agree it's not like as fancy as Citrico's or Yachtsman Steakhouse or
California Grill even.
Or California Grill, yeah.
You know, you guys say not as fancy. I say not as stuffy.
Yeah.
It's just a big open
for a two table
craftsman
service,
style
the
room.
Food is totally worth a 2-table service, but the appearance is just doesn't feel. I mean, and it's, you know, they were super nice there though.
Yeah.
I still All right. The other restaurant I wanted to talk about was Citrico's. And we had the opportunity to go to Citrico's and dine at the Chef's Domain. And a lot of the really nice, fancy restaurants at Disney have a chef's table. Citrico's has an open kitchen, and so they don't have a chef's table. They have a Chef's Domain, which is a little room kind of off of the kitchen. And it's completely enclosed, so it's very private, and it's got a big table. It accommodates anywhere from 6 to 12 people. We had 7, 8, 9? Do we have 7 or 9?
Let's go with 8.
Okay. We had 7 or 9 people, and they could expand it with leaves in the table, but perfect for us. It was very nice. And we had a seating at 5:30, and I don't know if they have a second one at 8 o'clock, but they take reservations. And so they have the two times, I believe, where, you know, you have to make that advance reservation. And so we got that, and they do also have a minimum food and beverage requirement. And for this particular restaurant, it's $650.
Wow.
So whether you have 6 people or 12, you're going to need to cover that food and beverage minimum. We ended up doing just fine between appetizers, entrees, drinks, and dessert. Actually, not too many people had dessert, did they?
I did.
I don't think I had dessert.
I didn't. I had coffee.
I did. I had that chocolate thing.
Okay. But over there, Chris, what did you get for an appetizer? I think we all got appetizers.
Yeah, I think I got something with seafood in it. I can't really remember. That's really bad. It was good.
It is bad.
I had that, what was it, arancini? Is that how you
arancini.
Say it? Arancini? I don't know how you say it.
That's how you say it. I think the first way.
Crispy risotto thingy?
Yeah. That was the sausage mozzarella saucy thing. That was pretty good. Yeah. It's $12 and it's like a meatball.
Yeah.
It was good. Kind
of fancy cheesy meatball.
Did you guys like it? Because see, like, I had it one other time and I thought it was really heavy.
It was good.
You know, I was thinking half the size would have been just fine. It was good for a couple of bites, but then you just kind of felt obligated in the end to finish it because
it was $7.
You ordered it.
Well, and they brought out that other thing beforehand. What was that with?
From the chef.
Yeah, it was like
that was weird.
A leaf.
It was like a tic tac toe. Yeah,
yeah.
It was
like that,
there was an orchid
or whatever. It was good.
It was like an orchid leaf, very small one.
I felt like we were at the animal track.
It had some fresh cheese on it that was incredible.
Like a ricotta.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a house-made ricotta. It was really good.
Like, and there was like a balsamic vinegar or something that was like
a little bit of greens
crystallized or something.
And then they had like that micro basil, the little tiny basil.
Oh, the powder.
Yes.
Yeah, it was powder. Like
I hate it when they
it was
that
oil.
Powder stuff.
It was an oil.
It's confusing.
Not a vinaigrette. It was an oil that was powdered, and when you put it in your mouth, it kind of rehydrated and became oil. It was weird.
I actually took a picture of it.
Yeah. Okay. It was good. I mean, like, I think I had I had the sauteed shrimp for my appetizer. So, with the tomatoes and feta.
Yeah, I think I did buffalo mozzarella with the tomatoes and basil.
Yeah.
And it was very yummy, yummy.
Did they have that?
I don't know. Must
have. They did because,
You did have that.
It was good.
Now I remember.
I love
it. And then for my main course, I had the pot roast.
Okay. Here's
it
the
wasn't
thing.
Pot roast.
And I've done that twice. I got to stop ordering that pot roast because
you ordered that. I was going to say, hey, Steve, remember how you didn't like that at Club 33? But then I thought, you know, that's not any of my business. Maybe he really secretly liked it.
Well, they call it like ribs, and I like ribs.
They call it short ribs.
They call it short ribs. So I'm thinking,
and they call
it
braised short ribs, and it's got red wine in it, and it cooks for hours.
So like,
it still tastes like you put it in a crock pot. Like you took a rump roast and put it in a crock pot.
Yeah, and there's like some potatoes and some carrots and some celery tossed in there. Yeah, that's what it tastes like. But
they did not have carrots
I know,
and celery.
They didn't, but that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. The stuff you had at Club 33 was so like, I said, same you know, thing. This tastes exactly like what I make at home. And I, you know, throw it in a Dutch oven and ignore it for 3 hours. So,
yeah. And you know, every time I go to a fancy place, I always get a filet. I get a filet. That's and so I thought I'd try something different.
So what'd you get, Lisa?
I got the short ribs.
See, that's
you got it too?
I
did. And it was good. However, like Chris was saying, I could have made that at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I make a pretty good pot roast, and that's what it tastes like. So, not as sweet. I think there's a sweeter, but, you know, it was pot roast.
So, you didn't
and not
mind
what
the
I was
fact
expecting.
That it was cooked in wine?
It's cooked out.
But if it is in tiramisu, too, right? No, I guess
no.
It's not.
No. Desserts, they don't cook it out, but with sauces and such, they do.
Okay. I'm trying to get you.
I know. I'm
trying
a difficult creature.
I was trying to stay away from the filet, too, just because I've had the filet at so many Disney restaurants, and it's always good.
Yeah.
But I just
that's
wanted
what
to
I
try
had.
Something
it was
else.
Very good.
You know, and I was considering, what else was I considering?
I think I licked the plate.
Chris had the pork.
Sure, pork. My entree there was the best entree of all the entrees y'all had, because I had the pork tenderloin.
Oh, yeah, it had that pork belly.
Pork belly and the polenta. It was so good.
I did get to try some of your pork belly.
Yeah, it was amazing.
We have to go back. Steve's right. You know what? Since we've been talking about food, Steve went and got a bowl of ice cream.
That's good.
You're a pig. But yeah, I think most... the people on our side of the table, I think everyone got the braised short ribs.
Yeah.
And we had a couple of fillets and then the pork.
There's just something about the name, braised short ribs. It just sounds really good.
And then you get pot roast.
Yeah. Stay away from the braised short ribs and the seared tofu, which no one had, but doesn't sound very good.
No.
So.
No, but, you know, with the short ribs were good. Was it worth the same price as a filet? I don't think so.
I think I try really hard to get away from the filet because, you know, like one of us just said, I mean, you know, it's the same at every place. So you kind of want to try something.
Albeit good.
You know.
Very rarely venture out.
Yeah.
Either chicken or steak for me.
I only order red meat at a place if I'm unsure about, because I think red meat is really hard to mess up. So... that's the only time I tend to order a steak.
What'd you do for dessert?
I didn't get anything. I'm looking at this thing here, and I'm like, gosh, I don't remember any of this.
I had that warm chocolate banana tort.
Oh, I remember looking at it and wanting a bite.
It was good.
Yeah.
But a lot of the desserts we had the night before.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Oh. Yeah, and I didn't love those desserts. I didn't like that banana thing. The gratin, I didn't think that was any good. I didn't like the creme brulee, I didn't think was very good that we had that before.
Hmm. All right. Well, it sounds to me like Chris is going to have to do a lot of cooking when we go down in July later this month and show us what she can do.
Well, do you know what? I'm actually going to Victoria and Albert's the last night I'm there.
Wow.
So, are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Just by myself. I'm not taking my husband. No,
I was gonna say, you're taking anyone?
So I will. I think I'm gonna review it. I don't know.
Have you been?
No, I've never been.
Okay. So how hard was it to get a resi?
It was really easy.
Does he know how much he's going to pay?
Well, we couldn't get the Queen. There's three different experiences because it's Disney and it's always an experience. So you can get get the regular dining room, and then you can get the Queen, is it Victoria room? Mm-hmm. And then you can get the chef's table. Victoria and the chef's table are the same menu, basically, and the same price, about $200, and the other's $100. He knows. I gave him a choice between that and something else, and he picked that. So I'll let y'all know how it goes.
That sounds good. I went a long time ago as a cast member. It was really good.
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I brought my sock puppet, Chris. Yes. No, I went with a bunch of cast members.
Yeah.
A bunch of other.
Yeah. Can anyone verify this?
He was just sitting there by himself.
I'm sure there's pictures somewhere.
That's my ongoing joke. I apologize for people who don't listen to this. It's my joke for Steve all the time. Whenever he says he did anything as a young man, I always say, "Did you go alone?"
He did everything alone. And, you know, the fact that he used to, and he still does, I have a problem with this, but he can go into a restaurant by himself, you know, table service, whether it's at Disney or here in Atlanta, and he'll go to a restaurant and he can eat by himself.
I do that too.
I can't do it.
I travel all the time.
Yeah.
And I eat
you
every
meal
out. You
get used to it when you travel.
Yeah. I don't think it's as bad. Like, this sounds really sexist. I don't think it's as bad when I see, like, if I see a woman and they're eating by herself, I'm like, oh, doesn't she have any friends? If I see a guy, I'm like, whatever. If I saw Steve, though, I would be like, yeah, that guy cannot get a date. So.
What does that say about me?
It says that
I bought into this.
Very sweet girl.
Yeah.
Nice save, Chris.
Yeah, that was good.
Good job. All right. Well, I'm going to try and save the show by cutting it off before we go too far.
Wait, we have Be Our Guest lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, we do. I'm sorry. We have Be Our Guest.
Be Our Guest won't take any time. No, Steve can start with his salad.
Oh, I had the salad with the tuna. See, I tried to do different things this time.
Yeah.
And it was good.
He sat with his legs crossed, too, while he was eating that.
I did.
Okay. I think I saw his pinky up in the air.
He's fancy. Everybody else had sandwiches. Steve had, like, this very artistic looking salad.
It was nice.
Tanya had,
well, it's nice because you order
quiche.
Off of the little.
Did she really?
You?
That's right.
Tanya had quiche.
But it was quiche served in a tinfoil.
And she picked out
pan.
All the mushrooms.
Did she really? We had some picky eaters.
We do.
All right.
Well, it was a nice experience because it's quick service, but it's not hot dogs and chicken fingers. It's a little more upscale, and you. It was raining, and they actually gave everybody umbrellas.
A couple dozen umbrellas that they would let
you
use.
So that was nice service. And then we got in, and you order from a kiosk, which is kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of impersonal, and I kind of feel like I'm in the security line coming back into the United States, and I'm standing behind the yellow line, and they're like, okay, sir, number 17. And then you're, like, there, and you got, like, some person who's, like, bringing in a bunch of, like, dead fish into the States, and they don't speak English.
What are you talking about,
get there?
Man?
And then, because when we be our guests, there's like, I'm like, oh, I'm in this line. I'm in the line with like eight people that are trying to figure out how to push the buttons.
And nobody knows how
like,
to work
those
things.
Right.
I'm like, am I in the wrong line?
We actually
again.
Were standing there for a few minutes before we figured it out.
Well, and the bad thing, too, is you can't really do any, you can't easily make substitutions. And so, like, Lauren and I were like, hey, you know, I don't want this on my sandwich. And, you know, it was a little complicated, so. Well,
and I wanted some more of the Dijon mayonnaise. And they were like, well, I can give you mayonnaise and mustard and you can mix it together. And I'm like, well, don't you have the sauce? Like, for the sandwich? Because the sauce from the sandwich was different than that. And she was like, no, that's all pre-made. And I was like, okay, good to know. Because, like, you can't substitute anything.
Yeah, so it's like, it's kind of like table service, quick service mix. It's kind of weird.
No, not true, because I got the prime roast beef sandwich.
Yep.
And it comes with horseradish, sour cream, and I didn't want that. And so I could go in when I was ordering, and you can, I don't know, addition, subtraction, something like that. Well, subtractions, because you can't add things. But I was able to take off the horseradish sour cream.
Yeah, but we had to find someone to.
Well, it was clear as soon as she pointed it out.
Yeah. And then I was like, I wanted a water, and it's not.
Yeah.
It's not on the thing, so you don't know if how you're gonna get. So I ended up buying a drink, and then I'm like, oh. And then when you sit down, you realize that you can just get a cup and walk up and get a glass of water on your own.
Yeah, I did that. I realized it.
Yeah, I realized it after I bought it.
But I ended up getting that roast beef sandwich. It's on a baguette. And I also got the French onion soup and kind of turned my sandwich into a French dip. And, you know,
that was
the good
actually
stuff
grossing
off the...
me out.
Why? That was genius. I was going to say. I ate the cheese and the bread off of the soup. And then there was a lot of broth left. And so I used it as little dippy juice, little au jus. And it was good. I would do that in a heartbeat. That was so good.
It's kind of neat how they find you, because you have the little rose on your table, and then they have some type of
cart.
Probably RFID.
Yeah, they have
a
big fancy French cart that they push
they
around.
They attach
with your
a sensor to you as you walk through the door.
Yeah.
And well, and it's bad because the first time I ever ate there for lunch, I just threw that rose in my purse. I didn't even think. And then we're sitting there, and finally I'm like, oh, put it on the table. Yeah, that's right. So
after eight people came and went.
Carved turkey sandwich there, and I am really weird about turkey and lunch meat and stuff. It was really good.
I loved mine. Mine was really good. I had the same thing. And I had a cream puff for dessert.
Yeah. I think I had the
chocolate.
You had the chocolate one, yeah, because I was eyeing it.
And I had to have somebody open it for me because I couldn't figure that out.
Do you know, we had so many of those for free at that Fantasyland expansion opening that I wasn't even interested in those cupcakes, but the cream puffs, those are amazing.
They were good?
Yeah.
The cream puff was good. And it's not a huge dessert. It's still like kind of just right.
Yeah. And the line goes a lot faster than it looks like it would go, I think. Don't you think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you get your food really quickly, too.
Yeah, our food came unbelievably quick.
The whole thing, and I know that they're introducing, at some resorts right now, and when we were checking into Wilderness Lodge, we were offered this option to sort of, what day are you going to the Magic Kingdom? You can pre-order, blah, blah, blah. It was a test thing they were doing. We didn't take advantage of it because, as it turned out, Lisa and Steve were waiting in line, and we were able to join them. But I think it's going to be a good idea. If they start doing that, that's a great idea.
Yeah. You can pre-order what? Your food?
You can pre-order your food. You tell them, I'm going to be on the Magic Kingdom on the 16th of July. I'm going to eat at 11:30, and here's what my party is eating. The only restriction is that you have to be a guest of a resort that's participating, because you have to use your resort reservation. And the only people who can be on that reservation and pre-order are the people who are in that room. So, when Lauren and I checked in, they gave us one of the cards to do that. But when Bridget and Debbie checked in, they didn't offer it to them. They had to ask. So it depends on what cast member you get and, of course, what resort is offering it right now.
So you check in at the front desk and you're getting your room key and they're like, hey, when are you going to the Magic Kingdom? Are you going to eat it? Be our guest?
Yes,
and what
that's
food
what they asked
want?
Us. They were like, are you going to be going to the Magic Kingdom at all? And we were like, yeah, we're going right now. And they're like, well, here, take this. And then you just go and you can get on your computer later that night, because you don't have to use it that day. Or you could get on your iPad, or I think you could probably do it on your phone too. And you just go ahead and set it all up. And then you go over there when you're going to go and get your food.
They're essentially testing a fast pass for food.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. That sounds awful.
It is. It's actually a smart idea because as Owen said,
it sounds horrible.
That line looks really long and intimidating.
I would rather wait in the line than have to.
Well, you're still
going to
wait in the line, right?
Well, no,
yeah, but, no, you would just go straight into the dining room.
Everything you're doing, everything is going to be a commitment.
The worst is going to be that.
I agree that's where we're going.
That's awful.
I have impromptu stops. I mean, come on.
We know.
I'm checking
all about
in.
That.
I don't want to like order my lunch for 4 days from now at the
How many glasses of wine and cupcakes I'm going to have?
Exactly.
Well, the thing with pre-ordering, yeah, if you do it the night before, it might work out, but. You might not be as hungry as what you order.
Yeah.
Or you might be hungrier.
It's
going
to be
a lot of
wasting money is what it's going
to
be.
There you go, being rational again.
I know. But, you don't know. You might think, oh, yes, I so want that roast beef sandwich.
And the chocolate
cupcake. Like, it's a salad day.
Well, but you know what? The thing is so many people who are kind of, because, I have clients who will figure everything out ahead of time. Those people are going to love that. People like us aren't going to do it. And in fact, we had no intent. We were kind of like, yeah, this is a great idea, but we're not going to do it. And the lines will be shorter because there's so many people fast passing it. I mean, you'd think, so.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Then well, we just got like a whole new topic. Did you see how we snuck that topic in? We got like four topics here.
And I also wanted to point out that Steve and I were in line, and we had a party of, eight
mm-hmm.
or so?
Yeah, we had
maybe
a bunch.
Couple more, maybe 10. And we were we were a good 15 minutes ahead of everyone else, and they were getting tickets and just getting
the
their sums.
Lollygagging.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, they were somewhere behind us. And pouring rain, we make it to the front of the line, and we say, we've got more people coming, and they said, not a problem. I mean, they weren't real happy about it, but they said, not a problem. Stand over here. You can't go in until your entire party is here. We can't seat you, blah, blah, blah. And so we waited. And as soon as everyone else was in the area, they didn't have to wait through that line again because we had waited. And so we just flagged them up. We actually just called them or texted them and said, we're at the very front. Come on up. They'll let us in as soon as you get here. And so as soon as the party of eight was there,
they let us in.
So that was nice.
Yeah.
And that was, with a good 15, 20 minute line where you guys didn't have to wait. And
yeah, that worked out well for us.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, it did. I think
we could have done that better if we tried.
So many people are upset that they can't get in to be our guests for dinner. Dinner's just not as good as lunch.
No, lunch is much better.
Lunch was very, very good.
Lunch was good, and it's priced.
You really do, because it feels like a big mess hall at lunch, and it feels like a big mess hall at dinner. So
pay a quarter of the price.
Yeah. Totally. And much better experience. Totally recommend it.
Yeah, and I think that the whole turnover is pretty quick at lunch, too.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't exhausted from their day yet. They're not trying to linger or relax. And so I think the wait is reasonable.
Do you know where I could see getting comfortable and not wanting to move is down by those cute windows where they have the fake snow.
Yeah.
Because my daughter and I sat there when we ate there one time, and it was just like, I don't want to leave. It's very cool and, But in that upper area where there's like all the traffic and it's, I don't want to rest.
Where we sat?
There. Yeah, exactly.
Right by the soda machine?
Yeah, exactly. We were right there. But that's okay.
Although I have to say, if you sit in the West Wing, too, it's nice and quiet in there.
Yeah. My kids won't go
and
in
dark.
There. I think it's scary. It's like their own little haunted mansion.
Yeah. I think that's cute, though, that they won't go in there.
Yeah, I mean, Eric will go in, but not the little ones. So.
That's still cute. So. All right. I think we've said what we need to say about food. Agreed?
Yes.
Sure.
Wee-wee.
Cute. So I'm going to grab the show right here and wrap it up. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, you can go to mousechat.net or iTunes and you can download them there. You can send your comments and questions to us at comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mousechat.